I'll be speaking about my role as a professor at the New School, and before that at the University of Notre Dame, two well-known heterodox departments in the United States, and also as a member of the hiring committee at the New School last semester. Mark Setterfield, Anwar Sheikh, and I were the subcommittee, and we did hire two heterodox economists. I wanted to talk about those two perspectives. I'm not as pessimistic as you are, because there are a lot of jobs in what we call the suburbs of economics, not in core economics departments, but like who cares. There are a lot of programs developing in psychology, sociology, political science, environmental studies, and in finance, economics departments in finance. As long as our students, and we haven't done a very good job at the New School with our curriculum, know something, and especially if they know institutions. I've succeeded well in heterodox economics because I know about pension law and finance. I mean, it's a very narrow point of view, but I always know a lot more than all sorts of other people in the room about that. Our students really do need to think big and work very small, especially about institutions and especially to locate where power centers are. They also need to look at markets where they can do their economic research in very good teaching institutions in the United States. The University of Missouri at Kansas City, heterodox place, also growing. State schools are going to grow if Hillary Clinton wins, because state schools are going to be the place where people can afford to go to school. Those are very good jobs. Yes, you have to teach 3-3, but you get your summers off and you get to teach in your courses. But our students will not get those jobs if they give presentations by looking at their PowerPoint. So you professors do a good job in presenting your work. Don't click through on the PowerPoint and not let them talk. Demonstrate to your students how you can be a good teacher. And Mark Setterfield, who just became chair of our department, Anwar stepped down last week, and I are thinking about a way to actually certificate our PhDs in teaching so that they have a one up on their in the job market. It's really important that our graduates know the process, the labor process of their careers, and that is grant writing. Grant writing. They understand that they're a small little profit center and that everybody on campus is going to want to have an economist on their grant, whether they're in the biology department, the architecture department, or engineering. So they better demonstrate to a hiring committee that they can do grant writing. This is, of course, in academia. There are a great number of jobs in policy. Our civil servants at the city, state, and federal level are aging. The average age is 55, 57. A whole new crop of policy economists are there to be had. Now, the other thing is to learn from Edwards, Wright, and Gordon, and Michael Reich, when they graduated from Harvard, and they came together in collective action. Actually, the answer to all my problems are collective action. And they banded together and created not only a department at the UMass Amherst, but also, as you said, Sheila, a way to talk about economics and do economics. So collective action, that means branding. That means saying, hey, heterodox economists bring reality into conventional economics, and we can actually interpret the world. Now, as a hirer, we did hire two young scholars. They were women because we were looking for women, and I'm very glad for the hires that we got. But the pool from heterodox departments was quite weak. Their dossiers were not professional. They were not done with their dissertations. They did not signal an ambition to publish anywhere outside of their tiny field journals. The Cambridge Journal of Economics was just fine. It's a selective enough journal, but the RRPE and the CJE are not the only journals. So we have to do a better job as professors to be careerist and to really, from day one, when we admit a student, to realize that, yes, now they want realistic and relevant economics taught to them, but a little bit later, they're going to want to have a meaningful